I contacted them and told them that I had heard that Newsnight had had to axe its investigation into Saville in mysterious circumstances, and I had an idea of what the investigation was about, and so I simply approached these newspapers and said, you know, I thought this was an interesting story for several reasons, and I was told by all of the papers that they didn't feel it was something they wanted to touch at that point.
And why was that?
Well, I mean, often, you know, one is never really provided with a sort of full explanation of why a story is not of interest to a newspaper. That's certainly my experience as a freelance journalist. But on this occasion, reading between the lines, I think, you know, matters of taste is an expression I remember being used once or twice. I think, you know, the feeling was that Jimmy Savile was a big figure, a very significant figure. He'd only been dead for a few months by this point. And it was perhaps seen as unwise to take him on because, you know, without more evidence, it might be difficult to make such a bold claim. I think the other significant factor here is that the Leveson inquiry was running and was at its height at the time that I approached these newspapers. I'm sure you'll remember at that time, you know, they had a very bright light shining on them, and they were under significant amount of pressure to be seen to be behaving responsibly. I think on that basis, the story was not of interest to these newspapers. Mm.
And at the time that you contacted these seven national newspapers, had you spoken yourself to any of the women who were making claims about Savile?
Well, I approached the newspapers over a period of, more than a week. And towards the end of the time that I was contacting the papers, I had spoken to one woman who had been in touch with Newsnight, and therefore, you know, I felt that this really bolstered the information I'd been given, and you know, I had no reason to doubt what she said to me. Mm. And I'm sure Newsnight had no reason to doubt what she said to them either. So you know, if you're asking me whether I believed that there was something to this investigation that never went ahead, I mean, the answer is yes.
And what did she say to you about why she felt Newsnight had not run her claims?
Well, I think there was a big question mark about that. I mean, you know, I think, and certainly now, you know, I can see that the women who'd spoken to Newsnight felt very let down because they had gone through an awful lot, I think, to sort of pluck up the courage to speak about an issue that had been dormant in their lives for 35, 40 years. And I think, you know, what motivated them to speak to Newsnight in the first place was that they were angry that such praise was being lavished upon Savile in death, and they wanted to set the record straight. So, you know, they summoned up the courage to speak to the programme, talk to the programme about their experiences. Not all of them had given interviews on camera, I don't think, but, you know, they'd certainly provided information to the programme, and it was quite clear that, you know, that what had motivated them was that they felt angry, as I say, that you know, everybody was running around saying what a great guy he was when they had a different story to tell. Mm-hmm. I think they felt very let down. I'm sure they still do feel very let down because, of course, we also now know that the information some of them had provided to the BBC related to incidents which had taken place on BBC premises. So you can only imagine, I can only imagine, how explosive that must have been when Newsnight heard that.